It's continuing coverage of Appleton-Parkersburg girls basketball with senior Quinlan Schultz. The Falcons defeated Dyke New Hartford 62-28 here on the home court tonight. And Q, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. You guys have run into D&H a lot, and all the games in your career up before this point against D&H were decisive losses. This time you guys turned the tables on them. Certainly a different type of team they are this year, but what did it mean to come out on top against Dyke New Hartford and, you know, record another first in your career, I guess, right?
Yeah, definitely the first time I've ever played them and kind of flipped the roles, flipped the scores. I mean, looking back, those are the scores that they kind of put up on us. I think the biggest win for us was just turning around after our loss on Friday. We were just disappointed how we shot, and we were kind of disappointed in our energy levels. So I think we're just most excited how we turned it back around today. We had a good last couple days of practice, so just to kind of show that, and it was just a good team to beat, and we just knew that they'd still be a really good team. They came out rebounding really well, so I thought we handled everything that we could control, and that was good.
Yeah, when it comes to, you know, building off this game as you go forward into the season, obviously you'll have Christmas break and stuff like that, but how can this be a huge confidence boost, knowing that, you know, when one person's playing well, everyone's playing well in these types of games? It just seemed like you guys continued to feed off that energy every single possession here tonight.
Yeah, it's just really great to see everyone step up, and that's really hard on scouting reports to see. Just like, she put up 12 points tonight, but then the next night this girl, maybe off the bench, maybe an Avon Eddie, is scoring 15 points. So that's really hard to guide, and that's really good to see that as you come off. Just everyone has really good games, and everyone's there for each other, stepping up, making shots, making good passes, making good steals. So overall, we're just playing really well as a team, playing really good team ball.
All right, last question for you before we get started with the second half here. South Hardin coming here on Thursday night. What do you know about them, and what it's going to take to hopefully go into break strong?
Aggression. We know they're aggressive, so just we need to crash the boards hard, box out. That'll be big. Just staying up, playing what we know how to do best, just get up in passing lanes and run.
All right, it's AP senior Quinlan Schultz. Thanks for the time tonight, and congrats on the win.
Yeah, thanks, JMO.